Ontario should formally declare intimate partner violence an epidemic and the federal government should add femicide to the criminal code, a jury recommended Tuesday at a coroner's inquest into the deaths of three women who were murdered by their former partner. The inquest, which began June 6, examined the circumstances surrounding the deaths of Carol Culleton, Anastasia Kuzik and Natalie Warmerdam. It focused on the dynamics of gender-based violence, intimate partner violence and femicide in rural communities. Culleton, Kuzik and Warmerdam were killed on their properties in the Renfrew County area on September 22, 2015 by Basil Borutsky, a man they were in previous relationships with and who had a known history of violence against women. The jury's recommendations and verdict moved some of those who attended the final day of the inquest in Pembroke, Ont, to tears. In total, the jurors shared a list of 86 recommendations aimed at preventing similar tragedies, expanding on a list of proposed recommendations that lawyers and Warmerdam's daughter shared with the jury on Friday. The recommendations are largely directed at the provincial government, including establishing a 24/7 hotline for men to prevent them from engaging in intimate partner violence, creating an emergency fund to help women seek safety, and establishing an independent commission dedicated to eradicating intimate partner violence. The five-member jury also recommended that the federal government explore adding the term femicide and its definition to the criminal code, and implement the National Action Plan to end gender-based violence in a timely manner. Presiding Officer Leslie Rome read the jury's verdict out loud, saying that the jurors determined that Culleton, Warmerdam and Kuzik all died by homicide. The jurors also determined that the cause of death for Culleton was upper airway obstruction, while Kuzik and Warmerdam both died of shotgun wounds in the chest and neck. Rome thanked all those involved in the inquest process, including witnesses who gave so generously of their time, along with the women from the anti-violence community in Renfrew County and beyond. "I sincerely hope that this inquest will lead to real and lasting change," she said. With files from Sarah Ritchie, this report by the Canadian Press was first published June 28, 2022. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Notion Zia Fati, The Canadian Press.